Born at Seychelles Hospital in 2021, Gia represents the newest member of the Marino family and the second of Joe and Mandy's children. The doctor that attended her birth was Dr. Julie Baxter, the same physician who has been caring for four generations of their family. Mandy's grandmother, Ma, Linda Stevenson, regularly watches Gia, 3, and her brother Domenico, 6, and is under Dr. Baxter's care along with Mandy's mom Vicky Stevenson. Domenico was born in the Lower Mainland and continues to receive specialized pediatric care from Surrey Memorial Hospital with support from Dr. Baxter, highlighting the relationship between rural and specialized healthcare services in BC and the role that family doctors play in helping patients gain access. For Dr. Baxter, it is a privilege to be the physician to four entire generations of one family, and for all of my patients, she says. I feel very lucky to be able to do this job. I know that when I help someone, they can go on to help others. It goes full circle and contributes to the whole community. The Marinos are an example of that, she added. After coming back home to the coast to operate the Your Independent Grocer in Seychelles, BC, Joe and Mandy have not only had Gia at Seychelles Hospital, but have also become donors, gifting free parking spaces to staff and supporting multiple fundraising activities. We had such a great experience with Gia's birth, said Joe. You really felt like the team was there for you the whole time. We wanted to give back. Mandy added, I was born at Seychelles Hospital too and grew up here. For us, sharing the parking spaces is just part of being good neighbors. After practicing medicine on the coast for more than a decade now, and serving as the family physician for the Marino family for 8 years, Dr. Baxter can attest to the impact that our doctor shortage is having on the community. Without family doctors, we wind up with intermittent care. We need to ensure people don't fall through the cracks, she said. As physicians, we understand firsthand the need for more family doctors, and we know everyone doesn't have one. All parts of our local healthcare teams are bridging the gaps right now while we work to bring more doctors to stay on the coast and practice medicine here.